T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Zangrilli is 12 to 1.
Not, 12 to 1.
Not 11 to 12.
Just talked to him. He said he was in the bathroom.
Well, that's okay. 12 to 1 is when we will do Zangrilli. So we should throw out the number 412-928-9370 is the number. What did I say? I didn't say my number, did I?
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, good. 412-928-9370. That is the number. I would love to get the predictions of fans. Are we being overly optimistic about this team or not? That's the biggest question I have. Are we being pessimistic about this team? I'm saying 78 wins. What did you say?
85.
85. So is Austin being overly optimistic?
Probably.
Am I being overly pessimistic? Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net, of course. And then coming up in later in this hour, we're going to give away tickets to the opener. Whatever you want to say about, the Pirates, let me tell you something. There's nothing in my mind better. There was nothing better than opening day for me. I mean, obviously, postseason games and all that, but in terms of something you can put on the calendar and mark, there is nothing better at all than being able to go down to the baseball game, the ballpark to watch a baseball game the first day of the season. Period. That's all there is to it. So we're going to take your phone calls, 412-928-9370. Austin, we got some people on the line here.
We got Steven in Glassport.
Let's go, Steve. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How about you, Dan?
I'm good.
Yeah, I think if the Pirates do good today, I think they might sweep the Miami Marlins, and they might I think they're going to go to postseason this year. That's my opinion. I think they're going to do good this year.
So you think they're going to be in the postseason?
Yep.
Okay. Well, do you have any particular reason why you think that?
Because they got a nice pitching staff. I think McCutcheon's going to – if McCutcheon wants to do better, he's going to do good this year, I think. Said again that he was out last year. I think he tore. What did he tell? Did he tell his ACL?
At the end of the year, yeah, he got hurt. I think he's back. Obviously, let's see how many games he played last year. How many games do you think he played last year?
Maybe most of them. That's my opinion.
Well, let me look. I'll say this about Andrew McCutcheon. I don't believe that he's going to be a major factor.
No.
But you know what? He's on the team, and he's on the team, and he's a guy that probably is going to at least provide some semblance of leadership and everything else. But I don't see him doing a whole lot. So last year he played, 112 games last year. 112 games, he had 12 home runs. I mean, I don't know. Can he get 12 home runs again this year, Austin?
I think it's possible, especially there seemingly was a nagging injury with McCutcheon
right
throughout the entirety of the season. I could see 12. 15 is probably the max that he could get. Probably 11 or 12 is the likely number.
I just think that, it's clear that his legs are not what they were.
But the bat speed is still there.
He can still hit it. And because of the DH, They have the ability to put him out there, right? And they have the ability to put him out there. It's just going to be one of those things where can he get through 120 games? And if he does, he probably is going to give him another 12 or 13 home runs. And we talk about this lineup a lot. You know, I mean, what's realistic in terms of home runs? That's the other part of it. They are going to hit more home runs this year than they probably have in a number of years. I believe that. Especially if Cruz is healthy the whole year. But, you know, it won't shock me if they've got four or five, maybe five guys with 15 or more home runs. They could be an offense to score in a hurry. All right, who else we got here?
Paul, we got Paul in Mount Lebanon.
Hello, Paul. What do you got for me, sir?
Hi, Paul. Great show as always. Paul, the rebuild is over. It's time for the Pirates to put up or shut up. Pirate fans are fed up with 100 lost seasons. I wish they would have shored up their starting pitching more. But I'm going to say that 83 and 79, Paul, they're going to make a belated run at a wild card, I think. But 83 and 79, but they dumpster dive with Gonzalez and Perez for starting pitching. I wish they would have shored that up more, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. That's the thing that everybody is probably going to talk about is the pitching staff and whether or not it's good enough or not. And I think right now you look at it, and at the end of the day, it's a situation of where they probably should have added one more pitcher.
I think you're right, Paul. Hey, Paul, you ever going back to 10-2 on KDKA?
I just listen, man. I just exist day to day. How about that?
Okay, Paul. Hey, Paul, you do a great job wherever you go, buddy. Well, hey, Paul, have a great Easter, my man.
All right, thank you. You too. You as well. I joke that I'm the Josh Harrison of the station, right?
Utility man.
Utility guy. They just put me where they need to put me and plug me in. So I think that what's going to happen with the Pirates this year is it's going to be make or break for Shelton and Charrington, isn't it?
Right.
That's the other question. I mean, if they don't win 80 games, I could make the case that you go forward with Charrington for maybe one more year because it's like, okay, what he's built, it's gotten better a little bit each year. I don't know how you keep going forward with Shelton. That's the only problem I would tell you. That's the only thing I would tell you. I mean, I think you could do it if depending on how they play. But, I mean, this has to be the year where there is clear improvement in many different ways. And I think that's an important thing where it is it's just that's going to be something we're going to talk about as well. We're going to talk about the fact that you know, this is in some ways probably the first year where it's a referendum on Charrington, it's a referendum on Shelton. You know, the first few years it was difficult for that to happen because they were trying to rebuild the program. They were really trying hard to, rebuild the entire organization. They didn't have enough talent to really compete. They didn't have enough depth to really compete. So it was hard basically to say, well, you know, let's judge them on their performance of the team. Although, judged them on, well, is the team getting better? But in this case, this year, you know, I don't know that you can say anymore. Well, it's important to know that basically there's expectations this year for the first time in a long, long time. There's expectations about this team actually being reasonably good. There's expectations that when we get to August and even early into September, that they're going to be, competitive and still in the race. That's what the expectations are. Anyway, who else we got on the line here?
We got Ryan from Altoona.
All right, Ryan. How you doing, Ryan? Hello, Ryan. Do we have him?
We might have lost Ryan.
Okay, we lost Ryan. Do we got anybody else?
How about Breadman?
Let's go with the Breadman. How you doing, Breadman?
Paul, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I got this team in 84. 84, and it's a lot of hope, man. But, you know, I mean, why not? I mean, it's time. I'm really hoping for a fast start. I'm hoping some juice here from these starters and get them through. And, you know, all we're asking for is give us five, because I think their bullpen is, like, top five, honestly. I think they're legit. So if we could just, you know, we can get to a fast start here till Skeens gets up, because I think Skeens is going to bring a whole other level of juice. I'm looking for a lot of that, you know, that baseball nuance type juice, you know what I mean, that could get this team over the top. But, Paul, I got a pitcher for you out there that's looking for a job. I don't know your opinion on it. I haven't heard it yet, but, I mean, Trevor Bauer's out there, dude. He's 33 years old. He could still pitch, and I know everything behind that, but they signed Guermont. So, I mean, you know, what are the excuses? What more are the excuses the Pirates are going to give us here? You got a guy that could be a potential – He's the number one pitcher if he comes onto the team. He's the two guy if Skeens gets up here. What are your feelings on Bauer, man?
Well, I think I've said it a number of times. I don't understand why they haven't just gone and got him. Jason right. Mackey's been on a few times, and he's basically said that they just have no interest in him because he's not apparently a very easy guy to get along with. You know, but we've heard from a lot of his teammates who said that, you know, that they enjoyed playing with him, and that, you know, that his reputation of being a bad teammate was way overblown.
Right. And we've heard this before all throughout sports. I mean, Jerome Bettis was considered a bad teammate. You remember those days? I mean, guys just want to win at the end of the day. And if a guy gives you a good chance of winning, that's all that should matter. I mean, right. We're not asking these guys to live with each other. Like, you know, I mean, they're in a locker room. They're in a clubhouse, but they're not living together. I mean, they're not getting married. That gets us so overblown. The guy's talented. They should have given him a call. And one would think that, you know, a guy like him, if he had success here, he would give the Pirates a little bit of the benefit of the doubt almost for bringing him back in the game. And you might be able to keep a guy like him around for 2 or 3 years. I don't know, man. It's mind-boggling.
No, I agree. I appreciate the call. I mean, I think the thing about it is, and there's some discussion that you know, he's not easy to get along with. But, you know, I think a couple of things. Number one, a guy goes through something like he's gone through, it's humbling. You see, it changes. It changes people. It's got to be a humbling experience, doesn't it? When you basically, are ostracized and you know, turned into a pariah and basically kicked out into the streets of, you know, a very exclusive club that you were a part of, and that would be Major League Baseball players. You've had to defend yourself and defend your name and your reputation. You've had to, you know, go to all over the place to try and find ways to get back into the game. I think quite often that's a very humbling experience. And I think that's the key. It's just one of those things that I don't know that if you sign him, you're going to get the same guy that you got maybe 5 or 6 years ago when he was rolling and he was at the top of the game. I just don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. Like, it feels to me like it's an important situation to really take a look at, especially for a team that's on a budget and a team that needs starting pitching. That's just one of those situations where I look, for instance, way back when the Steelers signed Michael Vick. Do you remember that? But actually, it wasn't the Steelers that took the first dive into it. It was the Eagles. But I really look at it like, hey, it's just a situation of where if you bring a guy in and you help him, you know, rehab his image, it's a benefit, I think, to you, your organization. In this case, he can actually help you win. And if you look at what happened with Michael Vick, he came in and he actually became one of the best advocates for the entire movement of trying to eradicate dogfighting. He worked with law enforcement to help them find dogfighting operations. He raised a bunch of money for, you know, organizations like the Humane Society. He went and spoke to young people about the dangers of getting involved in dogfighting. I mean, he turned around his life. And the Eagles took a shot at him. And obviously now he's been a guy, he paid off all of his tax issues, paid off all of his debts. You see him on TV from time to time. He's a guy that basically, deserved a second chance. And in this case, I mean, Trevor Bauer, for whatever, you think of the guy, he was exonerated from all of the ugliest of the ugly stuff that he was accused of. So the question becomes, at what point does a guy deserve a second chance? And the thing about it is, the fact that all 30 teams have basically said they're not going to sign him yet.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let him have a few good starts in the Mexican League and a team that know that they need starting pitching. Then all of a sudden, the whole morality thing will go right out the window. But the point is, in this case, at what point do you give a guy a second chance? At what point do you give him a second chance? And the fact that all 30 teams have basically said right now we're not going to, that tells me that maybe there's something more at work here. Maybe it's not just the Pirates, but maybe it's coming from a higher level that says, hey, we don't want this guy in our league. And if that ever gets discovered, well, then we've got a big lawsuit, and you know that. All right, who else is on the line?
We got Mark in Fort Lauderdale. He's going to the game today.
Mark, how you doing, Mark?
I'm gonna go see my two favorite teams. I won't miss it for the world. But I agree with Paul, opening day special, and I go back to the days with the Gunner and Nellie King. And 1968 Ford Field was my first game when I was 4 years old, and here we are, 56 years later, still supporting the Pirates. And I was at the Marlins' first game in '93 when Joe D was there, and Charlie Huff threw the ball to Jose Offerman. So, you know, I bleed black and gold, but I also like the Marlins organization, obviously being here in South Florida a long time. I think this is going to be a good year for the Pirates. I think they're going to do better than 500. But one thing I disagree with a lot of people, I think the Central Division is a lot better than a lot of people think. I saw the Cardinals this spring in Jupiter, and they've got some good young ball players, Mason Wynn coming up. They spent a lot of money on veteran pitching, although Sonny Gray is down. The Reds have had a lot of injuries, but they also have a lot of depth in that Cincinnati organization. Nick Kroll is like the next Mike Elias in Baltimore. He's done a great job with their farm system. And I think Milwaukee also may have the best young player in baseball in Jackson Chiro. So, and the Cubs, to me, Craig Counsell, hands down, is the best manager in the game. Players will run through the wall for that guy. So I think Chicago's still a great manager. So I don't think the division is as down as many people think, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, then what number do you have in your mind that it's going to take to win the division? Because like I said, I think 86, 87 is going to be enough.
I think it's going to take 89 to 90, actually.
Okay.
But I do think the Pirates are going to finish a couple games over 500. A lot depends on two things. I think if Henry Davis catches as well as he did this spring, he was much better than a lot of scouts I talked to. I know that today was much better than they thought he was going to be. And the other thing is how fast you get Paul Skeens up here and how he develops. And if Jared Jones also develops like they project. Because I agree with you. I think Marco Gonzalez, who I've seen since his days at the Palm Beach Cardinals pitch, and Martin Perez, I think, you know, they're stopgaps till you get some younger guys. But one thing, too, that'd be interesting, and you guys know this, Paul, you've been around a long time. You remember the golden eras of Pirate baseball, Joel Brown, he made key trades. I mean, and also Sid Thrift when he acquired Andy Van Slyke back in the day, and Tony Pena, and when the Pirates were winning, Harding Peterson, and when he got Bill Madlock at 79 for that World Series club. The next thing for me, Charrington's done a tremendous job building this farm system, but will he create some prospect capital to help the big league club, and can he do that successfully? And that's what I think will be a key this year.
No, I appreciate it, and enjoy the game. There's a guy going to the game. Austin, I'm envious. I'm envious of him. He's actually going to the game. I wonder. I should have asked him what do you think the atmosphere is like at a Marlins game?
Yeah, because I mean, I heard that there's going to be like a lot of drums at the game as well, and you think about some of the games at the World Baseball Classic that were played in Miami, pretty cool scenes there. Probably not going to be close to the same, but I do wonder the same thing. They should bring that fish sculpture back into the park that they have like outside.
I'm just saying they don't seem to have a fan base.
No.
They don't seem to have a lot of fans. The stadium seems like it's okay. I mean, it is what it is. Maybe opening day there's a little bit of buzz there. And, you know, here's the other thing. I expect there to be a reasonably large contingent of Pirate fans there.
I'd say so.
Because in Florida, there's lots of Pittsburghers in Florida. And you know what? It's not hard to get tickets for a Marlins game.
No, everybody can go down and see Ron, hang out. Ron can have like a little meet and greet before the game. All the Pittsburghers can enjoy both.
Well, I think Ron's on the other coast.
He's in Fort Myers, yeah.
Yeah, he's on the other coast. But they were Starkey was talking about him and his family going to one of these games.
Yeah, like Saturday.
So Starkey's going to have a full weekend. He's going to golf. He's going to see Ron. And he's going to go to a Pirates game.
Him and Ron should go sit behind the Pirates dugout and yell out to Shelty.
I wonder if he could get Ron to go to the Pirates game with him.
I doubt it.
I think Ron, the one thing that Ron said to me, like, you know, his last day or two, maybe like the day before, because the last day he was very emotional. The last day he was here, if you were here that day, and
I produced it. Yeah,
I had to actually. I said goodbye, and then I had to leave the studio because it was like, this is way too heavy for me. Like, this is way too emotional, right? You know, women in the hallways crying, and you know, giving them hugs,
everyone
and,
clapping
you know,
for
yeah, him. Yeah, I mean, it's just too much for me. But the day before we were talking, and he basically said, I legitimately want to do absolutely nothing but be on the beach. So I'm wondering if he's even like followed what's going on with like the Steelers and Russell Wilson and the quarterback situation and, you know, the you know, everything that's happened with the NCAA tournament and the Penguins. I wonder if he's even followed any of that.
Unless he's living under a large boulder, I would think he knows that Russell Wilson and Justin Fields are the Stewart
quarterbacks. Right, but my point is, he probably is not on social media.
No.
And I'm assuming he watches TV, but you know what? Ron has always been a book reader.
He wasn't on social media to begin with.
Right. He's always been a book reader, though, you know, and he reads, but he does read newspapers and stuff, so he probably gets up every morning and reads the internet. So I'm assuming he knows that, but how funny it would be. That would be hilarious if, like, Starkey says, well, what do you think about Russell Wilson being with the Steelers? And Cook says, what are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about, right? All right, you got another caller for me?
Yes, we have Martin in the South Hills.
Martin, how you doing? What do you got for me?
Good, Paul,
sir?
How are you?
I'm good.
Just a couple things. Number one, the fish rots from the head. So I think Charrington's a really good baseball guy. I'm not a big Shelton fan. Major League Baseball did the top 10 pitchers in Major League Baseball. Two of them are ex-Pirates. If you're not going to pay, you're not going to get it. And they can change the chairs on the Titanic, but it's not going to have any noticeable effect. You know, they are what they are. And with this owner, it's a crime that he owns this team. And I'm a huge baseball fan. Haven't gone to a game in 4 years and will never go as long as he owns the team.
Well, I think, you know, a number of people in this town, I appreciate the call. A number of people in this town feel that way. I get it. Listen, here's my thoughts on that. If you're a baseball fan and you say you're not going to go to the game because of the owner, you're really depriving yourself of going to watch baseball.
It's a disservice to yourself because that is not going to affect the bottom line of Bob Nutting.
It won't. And I will never understand that. Well, I'm not going to give him my money. Okay, well, I get it, I guess. But if you love baseball, listen, there's nothing better. Now, for the Post-Gazette, I'll be there, obviously, opening day. I go there. But I'll go to games, you know, because I got a credential. You know, I'll go to games where I just want to, go down to the concession stands and buy some food, you know, whatever I'm in the mood for. I love the smell of the ballpark, the sound of the crack of the bat, right? And then I'll go up to the press box and, you know, I'll eat whatever it is I bought, and then I'll write a little story or do whatever I'm doing there. But I just love being in the ballpark. So to me, as bad as the Pirates have been over the years, it's never been a thought in my head, I'm not going to go to a game. Because A, I love baseball. B, there's another team on the field. So you're going to get a chance to see maybe great players that come in from the other team, right? I mean, and then I just love I love being in a ballpark. So if you tell me that you are a baseball fan, you love baseball, and I used to go to 8 games a year and now I won't go to any, I just don't understand it.
I'm going to the opener. Baltimore's pretty good. They're talented. Yeah, they might be the favorite in the American League.
Either way, I love being in the ballpark.
Me too.
It's a great, first of all, it's a great baseball state. It's a great place to watch baseball.
The best one.
It's a great place to watch baseball. Baseball is a unique sport because of the pace of it and sort of the psychological warfare, pitcher to batter. You know, there's a lot of different nuances to baseball that don't really exist in other sports. So I have to laugh at the idea that, well, I'm going to show him I'm not going to go to the game, even though I love going to the games. Speaking of going to the games, do we have another caller or no?
We do. We have a couple more
All right, let's do that, and then go ahead. Let's get these callers. Go ahead.
Ryan in Altoona is back. Let's see if we got him back.
Hi, Ryan. How you doing, Ryan?
Hey, I'm back. Hey, Paul. Got to hang out with you at Rivers recently. Appreciate the call. This is my Christmas morning, best sports day of the year, a huge Pirates fan, been to 18 stadiums. We're lucky in Pittsburgh to have the nicest Major League Baseball stadium in the country that's been noted by ESPN, multiple markets. I have them at about 79 wins. They're probably going to fall a game or two short because of not bringing Skeens up soon enough and starting, you know, someone like Falter. But what I wanted to mention that a lot of people don't talk about is the defense. So you think about adding a Gold Glove center fielder, Gold Glove third baseman, Gold Glove level glove at second base, the unicorn at shortstop that has huge range. Now we move Sawinski, a good center fielder, out to the huge left field of PNC and move Reynolds to right. We're really strong defense all around, and Davis has a strong arm. So, I mean, that's going to save a run or two here and there that's going to be really important. But Vegas is usually right. They have them around 76. I think we're around 79 wins.
Yeah, you make a good point about their defense getting better. There's no question about that. By the way, do you get yourself up to People's Natural Gas Field at times?
Yeah, I go to about 20 games at the Altoona Curve, so I've gotten to see a lot of these players come up through. The one guy who really impressed me the last couple of years is Paguero. So I'm really hoping that he gets back and, you know, maybe can contribute down the road. Just really in the last 2 years, he's the guy that really stood out in my eyes. And Jones. And Jones, for sure.
Well, I appreciate it, Ryan, and enjoy all the baseball you're going to see, especially if you get to go to, you know, if you live in Altoona, you get the best of both worlds. You can go to the AA games. And have you been to a game in Altoona?
I have.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was there for Paul Skeens' debut.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun there. I love, you know, the fact that you're there. There again, the ballpark is really, really pretty cool, and you got the roller coaster over the outfield wall. I mean, there's a lot to love about going to Altoona for a game as well. Well, we are back. Pittsburgh, your generosity amazes us every year. Thanks to all who we were able to provide over 270,000 meals for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank through our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. Thanks to our friends at Spitzer Toyota, Bill Few Associates Wealth Management, Hampton Beer Outlet, Pittsburgh Regional Transit Dollar Bank, and Wiggle Whiskey for their support. You can still support by purchasing a Feeding All Yins shirt from our friends at the Steel City, or texting NEED, that's NEED, to 50155. The fan hotline, by the way, is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's go to that hotline and let's talk to
Cannon McCandless.
Cannon McCandless, how you doing?
Hey, guys, good. How you guys doing?
We're good. What do you got for us?
Hey, I wasn't planning on calling today, but that guy, a couple calls before the break, he got me riled up a little bit. The hatred for Bob Nutting, I don't think it's right. And you can disagree with him all you want, but I mean, it's his business. He's put a lot of money into the farm system, into the Pirate City down there, in the charities. And I think he's going about it the right way with Charrington and Shelton, and they're building something here. And they're legitimately have a chance this year. And then for somebody to say, like, he's a disgrace, or it's a crime that he's the owner. That's not his business. He ought to just go get another team if that's how he feels about it, because he's never going to change. People like that, or as long as nothing's there, they're always going to have that attitude. So I really don't. I just want to defend him, because it's just not right to talk about somebody that way. The other thing on the pitching, I think the Gonzalez and Perez. That really depends on how they do. I don't think it's a given they're going to trade them at the deadline. The team's doing well, and they're doing well. They're going to keep them. So it's hard to say right now what pitchers are going to be there. I think it's definitely going to be Skeens will be up, and Jared Jones and Keller, and whoever the other two are going to be based on how they're doing and how pitchers are doing. So
in general, the only thing I'll say is a guy like Martin Perez, who's on a one-year contract, right? Which means he's almost basically a rental. The Pirates have shown that a guy like that, they're going to they're going to try and do everything in their power, usually to trade, and turn into some prospects. So I don't know that that's I don't know that that's necessarily a criticism of the way they do business. It's just sort of how they do business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's two separate things. I wasn't talking about them as far as Nutting goes, but. Yeah, I'd agree with you there. Other than if they're in contention, I think the Pirates, and he's doing well, I could keep him. I don't think they're going to just get rid of him because he's a 1 year. You know, I think it'll evaluate at that point. So I just want to be fair to everybody and fair to an owner that I think is doing a good job. And maybe he doesn't spend the $100 million on guys that aren't worth it. And I agree with him sometimes. You don't pay just because the other people are paying stupid money. So I think he's doing it the right way and signing these guys that are going to be here a long time. They're good character guys like Hayes, and I'll get Cruz under contract, I think, and they're going about the right way, I think.
Well, I appreciate the call, and that's that's a rarity. Someone calling in to stick up for Bob Nutting.
We don't get those much at all.
We don't get that. It's kind of refreshing, right? Now, I will say he's the problem with that is there are things that he has done. Here's the thing. My problem with the people who are always all in on Bob Nutting's the worst, blah, 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 they're not being fair and objective. But on the flip side of that, it's not that Bob Nutting has been above criticism, because there's some things he's done as the owner that can be criticized. You know, and I always say this, just be fair. That's just basically the way I look at it. Just be fair. There are some objective areas that he deserves criticism. Some things that he hasn't done. I don't believe he's always put enough money into the payroll. But he has done some really good things as well. And you know what? It was under his watch that we had those three magical years. So like everything else, there has to be a balance. All right, who's next, Austin?
Here's Seth in Cranberry.
Hi, Seth.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I think I'm a very optimistic person about this team. I think we finished somewhere in between 85 and 88 wins. We make the wild card. I think, like one of the earlier callers said, the division's a little better than other people think. But the way we get to 88 wins, I think, is our bullpen. And also, I mean, not having Dowry Moretta hurts. But having O'Neill Cruz for a full year, he'll fully break out of his shell this year, go for probably 40 home runs. Henry Davis did great in the spring. He made, like, the all-spring team or something like that. Ke'Bryan Hayes obviously gets better every year. Sawinski, Reynolds, McCutcheon, that's going to be a great offense in the outfield. But I think the player that I like the most, and I don't hear really anyone talking about, is Jared Triolo. His glove is almost as good as Ke'Bryan Hayes's, and he's a great hitter. I love what I saw from him last year. I'm just interested to see what exactly they're going to do with him this year. So I was just going to ask what you guys think of Triolo.
He's a really good player. I appreciate the call. He's a really good player. He's going to start off the year at second base. I mean, that's pretty much the plan, right?
He'd be the everyday guy there.
Yeah, I think honestly, in a perfect world, Triolo would be the starting first baseman, and Nick Gonzalez would be the second baseman.
That's what I thought they were going to try to do coming into this year.
But again, Nick Gonzalez hasn't held up his end of the deal. That's the problem.
Or Pagero at second base.
Right. But you understand what I'm talking about. Nick Gonzalez was, I mean, this was a guy that you drafted because where did he go to school? New Mexico or New Mexico State or wherever?
Yeah.
He absolutely raked, you know? So you thought, okay, we're bringing this guy in, and he's going to be a really good addition. He just hasn't happened for him.
He was the seventh pick in the draft. It's got to be better than what he's done.
If you think about it, if you put him, again, obviously Triolo is a better player. That's why he right now is in the second base. Understand what I'm saying. I'm saying if Nick Gonzalez had developed the way that they wanted him or thought he would develop by now, they could have had Triolo at first and Gonzalez at second. And now all of a sudden, you're looking at that infield saying, okay, right? It just hasn't happened for him. You know, he's another first-round pick where you start wondering, is it going to happen for him? And that is that. Do we have anyone else that would like to talk about the Buccos?
Bob in Greensburg.
Bob in Greensburg. Hi, buddy.
I just wanted to give you a quick holler on this, bud. I heard the other guy saying everybody's always against Bob Nutting. I eat, sleep, drink baseball. I work for the Pirates for years. High school baseball every day I'm involved in, Little League, college, you name it, I love it. I'm just tired of this script that we watch every year. And I love baseball. I'm excited because it's opening day. But you're as good as your starting pitching. None. Our best player is in the minor leagues because they're going to tell you, like they told Gerrit Cole, he needs to get better with a slider. But he came up, he had the most explosive slider there was in all of baseball. This guy is worried about one thing, bottom line money and control. When we bring limit baseball team and all of our best players north, you understand we're in it to compete. Coach Hurdle, I don't know how he did it for those 3 years. He used to always say putting chicken wire together with duct tape. That's what you have to do with an owner like Bob Nutting. So we're going to be excited. It's going to be 6 weeks in. We're going to be great. And then all the players you're speaking of are going to be traded for a bag of balls. Everybody that you were hoping to catch lightning in the bottle, the bottle's going to break. There's going to be nothing there. We're going to have woe is us, all the excuses, and then it's football season. I am just tired of the rhetoric that comes from the Pittsburgh fan base trying to protect this guy or the media trying to say it's no big deal. He has no business owning a professional baseball team. It's an embarrassment.
So you're not optimistic about the season is what you're saying.
Be optimistic about all the players you want between, Key Brian Hayes, great gold glove. 17 home runs at a power hitting position at third base. What's our power guys going to do? Who's great talent. Can he slide without getting killed? Like seven-year-olds know how to slide. He doesn't. Like, where are we at with this, Paul? What are we expecting?
Well, I appreciate the call. If I was in a good mood, all I need to do is what was his name?
Bob in Greensburg.
Bob in Greensburg. All I needed to do was talk to him, or Greg in Youngstown, and that.
Well, Greg in Youngstown's on hold.
Oh, well, let's get him. We back to back. Let's go, Greg. I'm sure Greg is going to give us similar thoughts to Bob. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'm in my office. Hey, what? I like to position players. But he's right. Our starting pitching stinks. And Keller cannot finish the season. He pitches half a season, and the second half of the season, he stinks. I'm sorry. And the Bauer situation, let me just be honest about this. What did the guy do? That girl lied. She lied blatantly about this dude. He'd be the first guy I'd pick up to start and put in the starting staff. We had Burnett, who everybody threw to the wayside and said the guy wasn't any good. And look what he did for us for 2-3 years. I mean, I don't want to hear the argument about Bauer. Bauer did nothing wrong. He wasn't accused of anything. And I'd get him right now. But unless you get starting pitching, he ain't going to win. It's just basically, this guy's right. Nutting is, I can't stand him. I really can't. Because we could win with this team, but you got to pick up a couple starters. And he refuses to do it.
Well, they definitely need help with the starting pitching. So what is your win total for them?
Low 80s.
Low 80s? After all
that? 82, 83,
maybe 84. After all that, you're more optimistic than a whole lot of callers.
I mean, I think if Skeens comes up, I think he's going to be a beast. I think he's going to carry us for like those 2-3 months. But again, if Keller goes into the dumpster like he always does second half of the season, again, we'll be in the high 70s. But this guy has to prove that he could pitch a whole season, and he hasn't done it yet.
Well, appreciate it, Greg. Bob and Greg. How about Greg says, their pitching stinks, this. Nutting's the worst, yada, yada. 83 wins.
Love that you knew just the two guys that would be the carbon copies of each other, and they were both on the line.
Absolutely, I love it. That's tremendous. Now we've got to get tickets to give away here.
That's right.
So we will say let me look at this real quick. I'll tell you. This is how we're going to do it, Austin. In honor of, I got to find someone with a really low number. Not him. Oh, boy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.